RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Eastern Navy Commander agrees on border cooperation between Indonesia and Philippines. Secretary of State said President Joko Widodo will not sanctify government bureaucracy habit. Chinese immigrants dominates administrative violations in Central Sulawesi. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Eastern Navy Commander Rear Admiral Darwanto, along with his counterpart Mindanao Commander of Philippines Navy, Lieutenant General Ray Leonardo Bugireiro, agreed on several cooperations during the Second Committee of Indonesian-Philippine 35-2016 meeting. Head of Information of Eastern Navy Command, Lieutenant Colonel Maman Suleman in Surabaya on Saturday said that the meeting between Indonesia and the Philippines delegations was started on July 4, 1950. 56 in economy sector, namely a cross-border agreement. Furthermore, on March 11, 1975, it was developed to border patrol agreement and border crossing agreement to revise the previous one. According to Darwanto, the hot issue regarding to the border in Sulawesi Sea is the hostage taking by the Abu Sayyaf militant group. Through this meeting, it will soon be decided how the patrol mechanism, security, and communication and coordination between the two sides will be implemented. Minister State Secretary Pratikno asserted that President Joko Widodo does not want to make something common into something sacred in running the government bureaucracy. He remarked it while giving a speech in a book launching and discussion in the Management and Public Administration Faculty, University of Gajah Mada in Yogyakarta on Saturday. That for President Joko Widodo, it is an unimportant thing which does not need to be made sacred. It would disrupt the culture of innovation that is being built by the government today. For example, according to him, the cabinet meeting that is often held in a variety of locations and places, it aims not to sanctify what has usually been done, both the place and the location of the cabinet meeting. According to President Joko Widodo, to make a change then everyone can start immediately with small things. In essence, he added that President Joko Widodo wants a debureaucratization in an effort to get closer to the community providing optimal service. Head of Central Sulawesi Immigration Erna Murni in Palu on Saturday said that from January to October 2016, the Immigration Office in Central Sulawesi recorded that Chinese visitors had dominated immigration violations in Central Sulawesi and they had arrested 26 of them. Last week, immigration officers caught a Chinese woman while selling accessories and mobile phone in Palu. She was arrested and directly deported to China because violating immigration law and abusing limited stay permit. Many foreign people in Central Sulawesi abused their visa and were staying over limit. He remarked that the immigrants had used free visa policy to enter Indonesia and to work and open business in the country. The government is going to build rail track from Solo Balapan Station to Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo, Central Java. The track is prepared to integrate Adi Sumarmo Airport and Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta. The train will use electric rails. Transportation Ministry's Head of Railway Network Structuring and Development Subdirectorate Titik Masdini Agustriana in 11 Maret University in Solo on Saturday said that the construction will begin in 2017. Such development results in a change from electric diesel commuter trains from Yogyakarta to Solo, such as KE Prambanan Express, into electric trains. The subdirectorate is currently arranging plans to facilitate electric project on the rail line. Titi further said that they are still looking for alternative energy provider other than state-owned electricity company PLN. Last item. The former military commander, General Retired Muldoko, in an agriculture leadership forum in Banyumas Regency, Central Java on Saturday said that the young generation need to be given enlightenment and develop agriculture. He noted that in order to develop agriculture, it requires guidance from graduates from university or vocational schools. Therefore, young generation can contribute to help the farmers. According to him, the government's effort to attract the young generation to involve in agriculture development was quite good, but it still needs to be specific. For instance, he explained that there were many policies that still do not cover farmers' prosperity. He added that the government should not only extend the agriculture land, but also improve productivity. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Eastern Navy Commander agrees on border cooperation between Indonesia and the Philippines. Secretary of State said President Joko Widodo will not sanctify government bureaucracy habit. China's immigrants dominates administrative violations in Central Sulawesi. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. Let's begin news from Indonesia with news from Ubud, Bali. 150 writers, artists, musicians, and social activists from Indonesia and abroad gathered in Ubud, Bali in an event called Ubud Writers and Readers Festival with the theme in Sanskrit. Tatwam Asi, or in English, it is yourself, this festival wants to pay attention to the issues of pluralism and diversity. The festival took place from October the 25th to 30th. Janet Deneve, founder and director of the Ubud Writers and Readers Festival, revealed the theme was chosen in response to a number of problems that often separate humanity, but also often unites humanity. The festival was filled with a number of events, including discussions, workshops, several events like enjoying a meal together with authors, culinary tours, poetry contests, art exhibition, film screenings, and book launches. The festival was attended by the world's best writers who have won awards, namely Charlotte Wood, winner of the Stella Prize in 2016, Hanya Yanagihara, an American novelist who was nominated for the Man Booker Prize in 2015, Juan Pablo Villalobos, who have won the Guardian First Book Mexican Award, and author of A Neighboring Country, Amanda Lee Koo, the winner of the 2016 Singaporean Book Award. The next news comes from Gresik East Java Province. Residents in the village of Surawiti, District Panceng Gresik East Java, held an annual event titled Grebek Surawiti on Thursday, October the 27th, as a flashback trip of Islam propagator in Java, Sunan Kalijogo. In the event, about 2,000 tumpeng or rice cones brought by residents and collected at two locations, namely in the villages and tourist park in Pasarean or graveyard location, believed to be the petilasan or tomb of Sunan Kalijaga. The 1,000 tumpeng or rice cones were first paraded around as far as 1 kilometer. After that, there was a mass prayer in Tahlilan together and continued by exchanging the tumpeng, which ended with a meal together. Apart from praying and eating tumpeng together, the series of activities were closed with the leather puppet performances on Thursday night. The last news comes from the capital, Jakarta. Last Thursday night at the District Office Kemayoran Jakarta Vice Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat officially launched a movement to exterminate rats in Jakarta by beating a kentongan or bamboo gong. In his speech, Deputy Governor Jarod said, currently the rats have disturbed the cleanliness of the city. Moreover, they often damage facilities such as computers, tables, chairs, and more. In the launching ceremony of the Destroy Rats movement, Jarod symbolically handed over masks and gloves to a number of RT and RW or neighborhood leaders. The rat exterminating movement is a movement inviting people to hunt down and eradicate the rats together in settlements. In this movement, residents were asked to hunt the rats in their neighborhood. Rats that were killed were collected in the village office and priced at 20,000 rupiahs per head. Rat carcasses collected will be processed into fertilizer. That was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI Voice of Indonesia coming to you today with Today in History, a regular segment which discusses events that happened on this date in history. Let's begin with October the 30th, 1946. Uang Republik Indonesia first circulated. Uang Republik Indonesia or ORI is the first currency of the Republic of Indonesia after independence. The government deemed it necessary to issue its own currency, which not only serves as legal tender but also as the main symbol of an independent state. Officially launched on October the 30th, 1946, ORI appeared in the form of banknotes with nominal 1 cent with unsheeted crest picture with the text of the 1945 Constitution at the background. ORI was signed by then Finance Minister E.E. Maramis. On the same day, it was announced that the Japanese currency and the Japanese bank money were no longer valid. The first ORI was printed by Canisius Printing Company with a simple design in two colors and using delicate fibers as safety. Although ORI circulation period was quite short, but ORI was accepted in all regions of the Republic of Indonesia and helped foster the spirit of resistance against the invaders. Let's head over now to October the 30th, 1910. Henry Dunant dies. Jean Henry Dunant, who was born on May 8, 1828 and died on October the 30th, 1910, also known as Henry Dunant, was the founder of the Red Cross and the first recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. The 1864 Geneva Convention was based on Dunant's idea. In 1901, he received the first Nobel Peace Prize together with Frederick Passy, making Dunant the first Swiss Nobel laureate. Dunant was a Swiss businessman and social activist. During a business trip in 1859, he was witness to the aftermath of the Battle of Solferino in modern-day Italy. He recorded his memories and experiences in the book A Memory of Solferino, which inspired the creation of the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, in 1863. Let's end Today in History with October the 30th, 1925. John Logue Baird creates the first television transmitter. John Logue Baird, who was born on August the 14, 1888 and died on June the 14, 1946, was a Scottish engineer, innovator, one of the inventors of the mechanical television demonstrating the first working television system on January 26, 1926, and inventor of both the first publicly demonstrated color television system and the first purely electronic color television picture tube. In 1928, the Bayer Television Development Company achieved the first transatlantic television transmissions. Bird's early technological successes and his role in the practical introduction of broadcast television for home entertainment have earned him a prominent place in television history. Well, that was Today in History of RRI World Service in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Hello there, welcome back to Spotlight. This week it is on peace campaign is being held. Simultaneous local election 2017 phases started on Friday, October the 28th, including the election of Jakarta. The election campaign teams of governor and vice governor candidates of declared readiness to campaign in a peaceful and positive way. The three pairs of candidates signed a declaration of peace campaign at the National Monument in Jakarta on Saturday, October the 29th. Jakarta Police Chief Inspector General M. Iriawan gathered all candidates' success teams to create a conducive situation during the campaign. All are committed to carry out the elections in an orderly, safe, smooth, and peaceful way. Jakarta 2017 election campaign period began on October the 28th until February the 11th, 2017, while the election will be on February the 15th, 2017. It will be followed by three pairs of candidates, namely Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono Silviana Murni, number 1, Basuki Cahaya Purnama or Ahot Jarot Saiful Hidayat, number 2, Anies Baswedan Sandiaga Uno, number 3. Vice Chairman of Ahok Jarot Success Team, Wibi Andriano, in Jakarta Thursday evening, claimed to be ready to face a campaign schedule and fill it with positive activities. Several strategies have been finalized to scoop up public sympathy in Jakarta. Meanwhile, a spokesman of Agus Yudhoyono Rustambi Riko in Jakarta on Thursday said, Agus Yudhoyono Silviana Murni Success Team has prepared campaign props ahead of the campaign period. He said it as a means of socializing the vision, mission, and action programs of Agus and Silviana Murni. On the other hand, when entering the stage of the campaign, Anies Baswedan, a candidate for Jakarta governor, went to Yogyakarta to seek for blessing from his mother, Aliyah Rashid. Anies said the blessing of his mother gave him spirit, energy, and positive effects in his effort to undergo a peace campaign. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Election Supervisory Board, Mohammed, admitted he had difficulty monitoring campaigns in social media due to the broad area of social media coverage. In addition, the government has no clear rules against those considered wrong since there is no rule that set a campaign in social media. In response, the Metro Jaya Police Chief Iriawan ordered his staff to oversee all social media during the election process in Jakarta 2017. If it's severe, no longer it will be only reprimanded, but the law will be directly enforced in order to give a lesson. Well, that was Spotlights of the Week over Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news in brief. The Indonesian Eastern Navy Commander, Rear Admiral Darwanto, along with his counterpart Mindanao Commander of Philippines Navy, Lieutenant General Ray Leonardo Belguerreiro, agreed on several cooperation during the Second Committee of Indonesian-Philippines meeting. Minister State Secretary Pratikno asserted that President Joko Widodo does not want to make something common into something secret in running the government bureaucracy. Head of Central Sulawesi Immigration Erna Murni in Palu on Saturday said that from January until October 2016, the Immigration Office in Central Sulawesi recorded that Chinese visitors had dominated immigration violation in the province and they had arrested 26 of them. The government is going to build railway track from Solo Balapan Station to Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo, Central Java. The former military commander general retired Muldoko in an agriculture leadership forum in Banyumas Regency Central Java on Saturday said that the young generation need to be given enlightenment and develop agriculture. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you to Mount Bromo in East Java. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Mount Bromo is a tourist spot that you must visit in East Java. Indeed, Mount Bromo has an exceptional beauty like sunrise from the top of the mountain, Teletubbies Hill, and also the famous Whispering Sands. Therefore, to prove it, you really should visit it. Mount Bromo is geographically located in the province of East Java, surrounded by four district administrations. It is situated on the border of Probolinggo, Pasuruan, Malang, and Lumajang districts. The layout and location of Mount Bromo tourist spot is not difficult to achieve, either by public transport or private vehicles. That's what makes it always crowded with visitors. Mount Bromo is synonymous with the beautiful caldera and approximately 10 square kilometers sea of sand. Here you can enjoy a special spot called Pasir Berbisik or the Whispering Sand. The origin of the name is associated with a film made by a renowned director of Indonesia, Garin Nugroho. This place was the filming location of Garin's Whispering Sands. Here, when the wind is blowing, it will carry the grains of sand which sounds like whispering, the natural beauty of Mount Bromo. To travel to Mount Bromo, you must first rent a jeep. The price is approximately 600 rupiahs, which is still negotiable. With this rental jeep, you will usually be invited to sabana, which is the spread of grass on the plains of green hills with shady trees, whispering sand, and the foot of Mount Bromo. If you leave early in the morning at about 3:30 a.m., you can enjoy the sunrise. The weather in Mount Bromo is really cold, therefore you have to wear a jacket. But if you still feel cold or forget to bring a jacket, you can rent one or 20,000 rupiah. Sunrise at Bromo is famous for its beauty, therefore you must not miss it. To get to the crater of Bromo, you can use two ways, by horse or on foot. For those of you who are not too keen on walking, you can hire a horse for 100,000 rupiah. This is also negotiable. You can ride a horse up the stairs to the crater of Bromo. Besides, you can also walk and climb the approximately 250 stairs to the top of Bromo. In addition to saving the horse rent money, on the way you can also capture a lot of interesting views. So if you happen to visit East Java, take time to visit Mount Bromo. If you are from Malang, you can take the route of Malang, Tumpang, Gubuk Kalalah, Ngadas, Jemplang, and Bromo. But if you want to stay at a nearby Bromo and want to get a hotel with a view to the mountain, you should take a Bromo tour package. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia featuring Bromo Tour in East Java. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back with me, Alika, in Miscellany. Today's edition will inform you about immunity enhancer fruit snack. Listener, cincau or green grass jelly leaf or Cyclea berbata can be found easily and usually grow around yard. Indonesian people consume green grass jelly leaf for traditional beverage. The leaf has many benefits for human body. Students of University of Gajah Mada invented snack made of this green grass jelly leaf and also snake fruit to increase human immunity system. Head of Public Relations and Protocol of University of Gajah Mada, Eva Ariani, stated that many inventions from students of University of Gajah Mada are made of ordinary compositions that can be easily found around us. Students of Biology Faculty of University of Gajah Mada, Randy Mahadi, said that green grass jelly leaf has substance that turn macrophage cells to be more active for eliminating pathogens. Besides, green grass jelly leaf also has active substance to prevent toxic to enter the body. Randy explained that most Indonesians are familiar with this green grass as jelly that is made by extracting the leaf. Not only delicious, green grass jelly also can increase human immunity system. Randy added that the production of green grass jelly only need low cost, but there are so many benefits can be obtained as aforementioned. Randy further explained that the extraction of green grass jelly leaf has secondary metabolite substances such as terpenoid, flavonoid, phenolic, and tannin. Secondary metabolite substances have function for immunomodulator, means to increase immunity system specifically or not specifically, and natural antioxidant. green grass jelly can be one of solutions to maintain health, especially heavy work-loaded people. Meanwhile, Nur Wahid Arbang from Medical Faculty of University of Gajah Mada said that snake fruit have polyphenol and flavonoid substances that have an cancer effect and can active immunity response. A nitric oxide test shows that high dosage of snake extract can increase immunity while low dosage can decrease immunity. However, it still needs further research. Nur Wahid said that snake fruit can be used as alternative or immunity system enhancer. By using snake fruit that are abundant in Indonesia, it is expected to decrease import of immunity enhancer medicines. He hopes that snake fruit and green grass jelly can be used as cheap and easily found alternative. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today's edition. See you again in another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dr. Avinash Chekot, PhD, in United Arab Emirates. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency 9525 kHz on 17 September 2016 from 17:00 until 17:30 UTC. Hello, Dr. Avinash Chekot. How are you? Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We are really glad because you don't not only monitor English program, but also other languages such as Spanish and German. We are really sorry for not being able to send your request because we have sent you our KSL card several times. Haven't you received our KSL card yet? Please tell us if you haven't received our KSL card yet and please give your recent address. Thank you. Well, Dr. Avinash Chekot, PhD, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Oh Tuhanku, berikanlah dia untukku, jadikanlah cinta padaku. Meski dirinya belum bisa melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu, dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya. Hatiku sudahlah
Listener, now we will replay an email from Koji Hideshima in Japan. He listened to our broadcast in Japanese language through audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Mr. Koji Hideshima hopes that our radio continues to broadcast Japanese program forever. Hello, Mr. Koji Hideshima. Thank you for your email dated September 16, 2016. We also thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. If you visit Indonesia, please do not forget to stop by at VOI office on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5 Central Jakarta. We will warmly welcome your visit. You can also share or telling your experience during your stay in Indonesia. Well, Mr. Koji Hideshima, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you.
Kamu cantik menarik, kamu cantik dan asyik. Cantik, ingin rasa hati berbisik untuk melepas keresahan diri. Ku ingin mengganggu, tapi aku
Suri cinta, cinta yang abadi.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Bhaskar Banerjee in India. In his email, Mr. Bhaskar Banerjee said that he was fortunate when he was serving INET, suddenly he looked on our radio station. He said he will try to look on our programs regularly. Hello, Mr. Bhaskar Banerjee. Thank you very much for your willingness to be our regular listener. We hope through our broadcast, you can get some information. For your information, we broadcast in 6 foreign languages, namely Mandarin, Japanese, Spanish, French, Arab, English, and Indonesian language. If you miss the program, you can visit our website www.voi.co.id. In addition to website, you can also monitor our radio through frequency of 9525 kHz. Well, Mr. Bhaskar Banerjee, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you.
Ku duga semuanya berubah saat kau memandangku, bergetar hati ini. Kau berikan harapan tentang mengawali hariku. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya.
Hadirmu cepat berlalu di sini selalu hanya untukmu.
Wasting every second, every minute, every hour with you.
Ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya.
Semenjak kau ada di sini,
ku mampu melupakannya.
Dia istimewa.
Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya.
Listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Pertama ku tak menyangka semua kan begini. Ku yakini aku takkan selalu sendiri. Namun kenyataan jomblo meski ku katakan hanya kau yang terindah. Aku tak saat kita jadi
jom. Kiranya kau memberikan satu kesempatan untuk membuktikan hatiku hanya untukmu.
Aku sungguh meragu maukah dirimu.
Jangan. begini terus kau gantung dan gak jelas.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Oh Tuhanku, berikanlah dia untukku. Jadikanlah cinta padaku, meski dirinya belum bisa melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu, sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya.
berikanlah cinta padaku. Meski dirinya belum bisa melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu, yang dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cinta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.